Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring him in. Mr. Baseball, Mr. Hockey, Mr. Kazi. Good morning, Mike.
What's up?
How are you?
I'm good.
All right. Taking a look at the sports news that we have in front of us. Three teams advanced in Major League Baseball yesterday, and five more could do it today.
They're back.
It's, I'll tell
Astros
you.
Won.
Yeah. They
lost their two top pitchers. Everybody wrote them off for dead. They won. They went to Oakland and won two games.
You know, it's funny how there's the Oakland and Minnesota have
We said that.
Yeah, it's just they cannot make that step. I mean, Minnesota, what, it's like 10 years now?
More than that.
Yes, it's crazy.
I heard a crazy number, like 17 times in 17 series or 17 games or something crazy like that that they haven't won.
Yeah, it's just wacko. Mm-hmm. And you know, you look at the Yankees, and the Yankee scores against Cleveland are typical Yankee baseball. They get a great pitch game from Cole. They win 12-3 or 12, whatever it is. And then yesterday they get into a slugfest. And because their hitters were hitting, they won that game. That's the way the Yankees are going to be throughout this whole series. And the better and better and better pitching staffs they face, and they're going to face, guess who, in the next round?
Snee.
Yeah, Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay, the team that went from their punching bag to a team they can't beat.
Yeah, so it should be interesting, but there'll be five more games today. Are you gonna try to watch any of them?
Oh yeah, I've been watching them. I mean, I don't watch the ones at night because I mean they were over too late. The Yankee games had rain in the beginning, rain at the end, rain in the middle.
Well,
they weren't over to midnight, so I didn't watch hardly any of that game. But I watched the Padres choke against the Cardinals yesterday. I watched the White Sox and the A's game. That was a pretty good game. And I watched Houston beat Minnesota.
You know, the start of the Yankee game, and I didn't find this out till this morning, they really botched that up with going and stopping and going and stopping. And now, when it comes time to the playoff, is Major League Baseball the one that makes the decision?
I believe so. And they messed... I mean, that game was messed up yesterday. The score was, what, 10-9, was it? But if the winning, what turned out to be the winning run in the top of the ninth inning, the center fielder had a play at the plate, and he slipped on the grass and fell down.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he would have got him out, but once he fell on the ground, he had no chance to get him out. Yeah. And, you know, Major League Baseball and all the people on TV were saying, oh, once the playoffs start, it's going to be a grind because you play every day. No, you don't. These teams don't play again until Monday.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is why they played that game last night. I guess TV needed the money or something because there's no fans in the stands. So they easily could have postponed that game and played this afternoon. They could have played game three if they needed it on Friday. I don't know why they played that game yesterday. They should have never started it.
Yeah, it's a little wild.
Regardless of who won, should have never started that game.
All right, so we're done with – we can take baseball. We're done with baseball for now. The NFL has just one of the most terrific games you'll ever want to see tonight.
Oh, well, I will never watch another NFL game again, so you can't put me in that category.
That's the 0-3 Broncos versus the 0-3 Jets.
Well, maybe there'll be a tie. Maybe they'll call off the game because of sunlight or something.
Let's make our picks anyway.
Well, it's easy. Denver.
Yeah, well, I'll say the Jets.
I don't even have to go to the cat box for that. You're taking a Jets?
Just to be a little different, like you did with me that day, just to be a little different.
Oh, okay.
You know, just to be a little different. But what the heck. That's what it is. That's about the most exciting thing. In the NBA, the Lakers won game one in the finals Miami Heat. Miami Heat.
I thought they were playing the Istanbul Raiders or something.
Oh, goodness gracious. What else is there in sports? I don't know. I mean, when it comes down to the World Series Championship, I think of the championships of each league, 15,000 people, I think, are going to be allowed in each ballpark.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, they're going to allow some people. Well, you got to do something because...
But you know what the funny part about it is? Aren't all of those games in California?
Well, no.
I thought California was under sequester still.
Texas. Half the games are in Texas.
Oh, is it Texas?
Texas and California. I think. Or maybe it is all Texas. I know Texas, the new stadium there.
It might be. It might be all in Houston and where the Rangers play. I think I'm almost positive the World Series is in where the Rangers play. So that understands why. If it was California, they probably wouldn't even put the lights on at night. But Texas, yeah, people are living in Texas.
I'm going to just double check.
Went out to eat again last night. It was a beautiful thing.
And what did you have for dinner?
A nice steak.
I made myself some spaghetti.
Nice steak, people out walking around, enjoying themselves. It was beautiful. But then reality hits you in the face this morning when New Jersey raises the gas tax 10 more cents. Check this out, Marshall. In 5 years, we went from the second lowest gas tax to the fourth highest. New Jersey,
everybody used to love to drive through New Jersey to get gas because it was so cheap.
Well, now you just want to drive through New Jersey to leave to see it in your rearview mirror.
All right. Okay, let's see here now. The National League Divisional Series will be played at Globe Life Field in Arlington and Minute Maid Park in Houston. The American League Petrol Park in San Diego and Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. So there'll be no people at those games.
So that's what we got. That's what we got there. Anything else in sports at all?
No.
I know. Just that. I mean, if you were a baseball fan, you could watch baseball all day yesterday until midnight. You could have started at 1 o'clock and gone to midnight.
Yeah, I mean that's a good thing, but you know most people work.
I know.
So you can't watch it in the afternoon, and you can't stay up to midnight to finish it. So you can catch the end of an afternoon game and maybe a middle of the road game that starts at 5, and then the 7 o'clock debacles that end at midnight. You can't finish.
Or you can do what I do. You just go to bed and get up in the morning, and
that's what I did.
And watch Major League Baseball Quick Pitch.
I just put on ESPN.
In 15,
not put on ESPN. I pull up the website and see.
In 15 minutes, you see all the highlights and you find out the all the scores.
Yep. Yeah, Major League Baseball is good. I like the network.
Oh, I happen to think it's the best sports network out there. I would say hockey would be too, but
they're very good.
Yeah, they do a good job too. But they're the two best sports networks, I think. Those networks.
I agree with you.
Yeah, because they have a lot of the players basically are all the hosts on TV.
Yeah,
and whether you like it's funny. The players that I didn't like watching as a fan, I love them as watching them on the network.
I know what I wanted to tell you this morning.
What's that?
When I did watch some of the Yankee game last night and pulled my earplugs out, remember a guy named Dizzy Dean?
Yeah.
Remember Dizzy Dean was a pitcher, very good pitcher, got hit in the toe, he's a Hall of Famer, and they put him in the box, and because he was a guy from rural America, he spoke a little different than us, and people were in uproar how they have to get him off the off the radio because he's changing the way the youth of America speak. Well, why is Alex Rodriguez allowed to talk? if you wrote the words the way he said them, it's a foreign language. The guy can't speak.
Hey, you got enough money, you don't have to speak.
Well, I have enough money where I have a remote and I can change the channel.
All right, and a sad story out of baseball. Jay Johnstone passed away at 74.
Really?
Yeah, Parkinson's disease.
Wow, I remember Jay Johnstone playing for the Phillies.
He was a funny guy. He did
played
a lot
for the Yankees too, I think.
Yeah, he was a true baseball prankster that used to aggravate the hell out of his managers, but was a good all-round player, a guy you wanted to have on your team, good in the locker room.
Yeah, he was a good left-handed hitter, good outfielder.
He, as a matter of fact, he played with the Yankees in the 1978 World Series and then the 81 Dodgers. He had Alzheimer's and he was very sick. You know what? You can remember him. That's the great thing about athletes. You remember them in their prime.
The way they were.
Yeah. It's a great thing about them. It's unlike movie stars who age. It's a different thing. Like, I don't know if you get me what I'm talking about. It's just different when you look at the death of a sports player. That's all. It's just a major league player in most of these things. It's just different.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Oh, no, I know, because like you said, you remember them when they performed at their high level.
Yeah.
The people in Hollywood, you remember them when they look like a wrinkled roadmap.
Well, you remember them as the people they're playing. If they're like if they're in Star Wars or in something like that, it's a total different thing. And you see more of the player, you watch more of the players in sports. You're more connected to them. You just are. So, well, anyways, that's our sports this morning, Mike.
We'll have some racing tomorrow. I don't know where I'm going to pick. I mean, there's so much going on. I have no idea. Maybe I'll just pick one race from each track. I'll see what I can do. You know, I'll probably pick the Preakness and pick a race out at Keeneland. And, you know, and there's even stakes at Keeneland tomorrow. So we have a quandary tomorrow. I don't know what to pick.
Maybe get the cat involved, the kitty litter box.
Nah, not for the horse racing. That's only for the NFL. That's what the NFL deserves, kitty litter.
All right, Mike, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike Kazi with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.